wrong. Good morning again. This is Sister LaShonda. This is Monday. We starting off our week in prayer. So as I always say, I know I say it, y'all probably tired of it, but you get what you get out of it, what you put into it. So lean in. While the prayer leads are praying, you pray your prayer as well. You praise as they're praying. However it is, you set the atmosphere. I know some are at work. I know some, like Sister Elaine, is sitting at her kitchen table. I know some are moving and shaking, and they're just tuning in. But I'm telling you, if you push in, if you lean in, I believe that you're going to get exactly what you came looking for, all right? We're going to start with Sister Elaine. It is in your hands if you are ready. Go ahead and bless the people of God with prayer.
Good morning, everyone. I am sitting at my kitchen table. I'm thankful that God woke me up this morning. I'm thanking him that he did lay me down last night and that I did get a little sleep last night, so I'm happy about that this morning. My topic this morning is called We Adore You, God. The Bible talks about admiration of God and an attitude of worship that involves love and reverence. The Bible describes God as worthy of praise and admiration. In many ways, God as having power over everything and doing great works. Praising God for who he is. God is powerfully present when his people praise him, and he will show his power to those who praise him. Acts 2 and 47, they praised God and was liked by all people. When you adore God, you are focused on him, and your faith is going to increase. There's lots of scriptures that talk about to adore God, how we adore God. Psalms 95, Isaiah 6 and 3, Psalm 66, 1 and 4, singing praises to God. Psalms 22 and 3, 1 Samuel 2 and 2, Psalms 145 and 3, 1 Chronicles 29 and 11, and Psalms 150 and 2. We adore you, God. We adore you, God, by we want to start our day with him. We want to pray intentionally. We want to write down things that we are thankful for. We want to notice our complaints and turn them into praise. We want to enjoy God's creation. We want to love others. We want to love, and we want to definitely love ourselves. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We adore you. We are thankful to you. We want to be everything that you expect us to be, God. We love you. We want to bring greatness to you for what you have done for us each and every day. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every person on this prayer line. We thank you for our visitors, for people that's even near here, that's not connected to our ministry, but we thank you for the people that come in near and far. We thank you, Lord God, because we adore you, because it states in all these different verses how we have a people in the Bible adored you and loved on you. We thank you, Lord God, this morning. We thank you for the things that you're doing and the things that you're going to do in our lives this morning. We reverence you, Lord. We do adore you, God, because you are everything. You are everything to us. You are holy. You are magnificent. You are our King. You are our King of kings and Lord of lords. You are our Master, and we give you praise. We honor you this morning because you have been good to us. You've been so good to us that we don't even recognize it half of the time of how good you have been to us. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for each and every person. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our day, Lord. Day to day, you start us in a good way. We thank you, Lord God, for our children, for our aunts and uncles, our mothers and fathers that's still on this earth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because without you, we would not be anything. We worship and adore you because you are magnificent to us. You are the great and awesome God to us. Oh God, there is none like you in heaven or on this earth. Nothing can compare to you, Lord God. We thank you and we adore you. We love you. We magnify your holy name because your name is great. Your name is good. Your name is everything that we need in our lives right now, Lord. We thank you for the sick this morning. We thank you that they can lift up their eyes. They can open their eyes and look up to you and say, Lord, I adore you because you have been good to me even on this bed of affliction. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We lift our hands up to you this morning because we adore you. We love you, God. We love you and we think nothing bad about you, Lord. We thank you for the things that you're doing and the things that you're going to do in our lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every minister, pastor. We thank you for each and every member of each and every congregation that come on this line today. We thank you, Lord God, for our homeless people, Lord God. We know that all of them are not, that they don't know you. They know you, and they're trying to get to where you are right now, Lord. We thank you for them this morning. We thank you, and we continue to thank you for our son, Jesus, who died on that cross for us. We adore you, Lord God, for bringing him to that point where he realized for a second he was in confusion, or he was confused about what he needed to do. But then when he woke up and he looked up to you, his Father, he said, I'm going to do this for you, God, because I know you would not stray me or have me do anything wrong. Oh, we thank you for your son, Jesus, that died on that cross for us, that bled, unbelievably bleeding for us, Lord. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that he is no longer on that cross, but he is down and he lives in us and that he's alive right now today. We thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because he became a man in flesh for us for a little while. We thank you, Lord God, for Jesus. What would we do without him? What would have happened to us if he decided or he just refused to go on that cross for us? Where would we be today, Lord? I thank you for your son, Jesus. He is good and he still is good. Oh, God, we can only come to Jesus. We can't come. We have to come to Jesus so that he can go to you for us on our behalf. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We adore you, God. We adore you because of what you have done. We adore you because you're still doing those things for us, even though sometimes we don't see it, even though sometimes we be in doubt about what you're doing and why you don't hurry up and do it for us, Lord. We thank you this morning. We adore you this morning. We love you this morning. We love you waking up. We love you going to bed. We love you, hearing and seeing your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our bishop, Lord God. We thank you for the things that he is doing. We thank you because we know that he adores you. He adores everything about you because he gives it to us each and every day. We thank you for him, Lord God. We ask that you strengthen him daily, that you give him a good word for us, that you give him a word that comes from on high from you, Lord. We thank you for him. We ask you that you touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We thank you for the people that work up under him. We thank you for them that you touch them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God of everything. Everything that we seek, Lord God, we want to seek it through you because we adore you, Lord. We thank you this morning because there is none like you. There is none like you. We love you, Lord God. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. We know that you are holy, 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 holy. You are the Holy One, Lord. And we want to be just like you. You said that we're heirs to your throne. Oh, God, let us know that we are that heir that you have put down here on this earth for us to recognize who you are and what you are about to us, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you. We adore you. We adore everything about you, Lord. Oh, we magnify your holy and magnificent name. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our prayer leads, Lord God. We thank you for our prayer hosts this morning. I thank you for Minister LaShonda this morning. I thank you for the things that she do. I thank you for her wisdom that you're giving her each and every day, Lord God. I thank you for her, Lord God. God, I love you, Lord God. We praise you this morning. We love you this morning. We adore you this morning in our locations that we're in, on our jobs, in our house. Everywhere, Lord God, we want to seek your face because we adore you. We adore you for everything that you're doing. We adore you. We give you praise this morning. We give you praise and honor this morning because of who you are. We love you. We adore you. You are magnificent to us. There is none like you, Lord God. None like you, Jesus. We love you this morning. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Jesus. We adore you, God. I want to turn it over to the host this morning.
You got me over here praising Sister Elaine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that good prayer. We adore him. Hey, I know that some of us are going to have to leave. And we don't normally have our praise break right in here. But what I want y'all to do is just deal with me for a moment this morning, because I'm in a praise mood. I don't know about y'all, but I'd be thankful to see another day. We memorialized my uncle this weekend. And listen, my mother said there's no U-Haul that goes behind the hearse. So she had to minister. She had to minister at her brother's funeral. And so what it makes me understand is this. Every time God gives me an opportunity to praise him, every time he gives me an opportunity to come into his presence, he's worthy of it. So I know some are at work, some about to get ready to get off the line, but can y'all just praise the Lord just for a moment, just for a moment. I'm not going to do it long. I'm going to unmute the line.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
that divine and that together, O God. Lord, we give you praise unto you. We give you honor. We give you glory, for you are worthy, worthy, worthy. Worthy is the name of the Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, thank y'all. Thank y'all for joining with me in praise and in prayer. As I said before, we're going to get out of it what we put into it, people of God. I know that some run in and we run right back out, and we are thankful for everybody that joins. We know some have to get ready to go. Please remember to sow a seed. Sow a seed. Go to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also go to our website, EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. Hey, I'm running into Tanya's time. Sister Tanya, if you're ready, I'm going to go ahead and put it in your hands.
Good morning. And my word for today is putting God first. And the scripture that I'm going to use, though, is it says that whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life, this is out of Luke 9, wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. God, we need to get back to putting you first in our lives. First in everything that we do and everything that we say, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we be mindful. For you said, what profits a man to gain the whole wide world to lose his soul, Father God? But you said if we give up our lives for you, Father God, we don't really give it up. Father God, we know that there's something more. I pray, Father God, that in our daily lives that you will become first, Father God, and forgive you, Father God, when we put you second. Forgive you, forgive us, Father God, when we allow you to slide into the background instead of being in the forefront of our lives. I pray, Father God, for a newness. I pray, Father God, that as we put you first, Father God, that you would refresh us, Father God, that you would fill up our well, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we put you first, Father God, that we become more like you, Lord Jesus, that we'll be more discerning, Father God, that we be filled with the fruits of the Spirit, Lord Jesus, that we will put on, Father God, the armor of salvation. I pray, Lord Jesus, as we put you first, Father God, that we will want to be more like you, that we will want to spend time in your word, Father God, that we be more discerning, Lord Jesus, in the things that you would have us to do on a day-to-day basis concerning our lives, concerning family, concerning friends, Father God, concerning our jobs. I pray, Father God, that as we put you first, that we won't be, that we won't desire to be like the world, that we won't move as the world does, Father God, because when you're first, when you're first in our lives, Father God, the things of this world won't matter. The things of this world won't be so important, Father God. I pray that, Lord Jesus, as we follow you, as we put you first, that our hearts will be broken, Father God, with the things that break your heart. Lord Jesus, that we would be ever seen, that we would be ever knowing, Father God, that we would be ever understanding. I pray, Father God, that our hearts, Father God, would be broken. Lord Jesus, that we will be able to move and to minister in the way that you will have us move and minister, Lord Jesus, when we put you first. You, Father, who loved us so much that you sent your son to die for us. I pray, Father God, that we will humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. That you will be lifted up, Father God. That you will give us a vision. That you will give us a hope. That you will give us a future. That you will give us joy. We thank you, Father God, that we, although we're in this world, we don't have to be a part of this world. Father God, for what the world has, Lord Jesus, is only temporary. But what you have is eternal, Father God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, as we put you first, Father God, that that would be our message of eternal salvation. That this stuff, like my mama said, the hearse won't follow behind you on your in death. But hopefully in death, a legacy be left behind. A legacy of hope and love, of Christ's love for us. That while we were yet still sinners, he came and he gave himself for us, Father God. I pray that we will put you first. That when they have to eulogize us, Father God, they will say that this person had Christ first in their lives, Christ first in the forefront of their mind. The first thing out of their mouth was Jesus, the last thing out of their mouth, let it be Jesus, Father God. Let it be hope and again a salvation, a freedom, Father God, of chains broken, Lord Jesus, as we put you first, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we be yielded to the movement of your Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, as we put you first, Father God, that the fire that you have created in our hearts, Father God, will burn ever so brightly. That we'll be like a lamp on the city hill, Father God, that people will be able to see that light and want to know about it as we put you first, Father God. As we seek to know you more, Father God, as we seek wisdom, as we seek out love, as we seek out knowledge, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be more like you. But help us to die to self, Father God. It says to pick up our cross, to deny ourselves and follow you, Father God. I pray, Father God, that daily as we seek to put you first, Father God, that we will deny ourselves. Daily as we put you first, Father God, we will pick up our cross, Father God. We know that the cross was not an easy thing. We know that the cross ended in death and then victory over death, Father God. But the cross reminds us, Father God, that we have to die to ourselves daily. Help us, Father God, to die to ourselves daily. Lord Jesus, that you would be able to move in our lives. Father God, I pray that our hands would be open not to receive but to give, Father God. To give to the people that you have placed in our lives and around us, Father Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, as we put you first, Father God, that we would be ministers of the gospel. That we would get back to the facts of rooted salvation in your word, Father God, and in prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm walking humbly with you. Lord Jesus, I just pray, Father God, as you be lifted up, that you would draw men unto yourself, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we'd be able to speak your word in truth and in power, Lord Jesus. That we won't shy back, Father God, as we put you first, Father God. We won't submit to the things of this world. But we will hold on to your truth. Your ever, ever consistent, never changing truth, Father God. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are our wellspring of life. We thank you that we can come unto you and be fed, Father God. We can come unto you, Father God, and be enlightened. Lord Jesus, that our eyes would be open, Father. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will run the race that you have set before us. But we can't run it when you're not first. And if we do run it, we're going to get lazy and content, Father God, and we'll get still and stale. Lord Jesus, I pray that we won't get stale, but as we lean on you and we put you first, Father God, that all of us will become a freshness that people want to be attached to, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that as we put you first, Lord Jesus, that we'll want to do new things and better things and greater things, Father God. But what you give us, Father God, we know the world can't take it away. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the gifts that you have given. We thank you for the community that you have allowed us to be in with this prayer group, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that we'll expand our community of prayer, that more people will come and be aligned, Father God, in prayer. For you said, thank you, Lord, where two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of your people. So, Lord, we know that you are with us today. We know that you are ever giving, ever seeing, ever doing, Father God, ever moving. And we want to be a part of that movement. Help us to put you first so we can be a part of that movement, Father God. We don't want to be left behind. Because being left down here, Father God, we don't want that. We want to be with you in eternity. We want to walk the streets of gold. We want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. We don't want to hear, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I pray, Father God, that we would be about your truth. I pray, Father God, that we would see you for who you are and your love, your unconditional love for us, Father God. Forgive us again, Lord, when we don't put you first. We're not followers. We're just fans. We're just sitting in the crowd. We're not doing anything. I pray, Father God, that we would again become so emboldened about you, so emboldened about your love for us, so emboldened about our mission on this earth. And that is to go and to reach those that are lost, Father God, giving them the message of salvation. Again, that they won't die without knowing you. Thank you that you said you won't come back until everyone has heard and has had the opportunity to hear the message of the gospel. I pray, Father God, that we would be your witnesses, that we would be your mouthpieces, that we, Father God, would be strong towers, Lord Jesus. For you are our strong tower, and we are a representation of you, Father God. I thank you that you are strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. Help us to run to you, Father God. Help us to put you first. Help us again to deny ourselves, to pick up our cross, Father God, and to remind them, Luke, and follow you, Lord Jesus. Help us to be followers of the Most High God. Thank you that you, again, sent your son. And in this season, in this holiday season, Lord, I just pray, Father God, that you would send your peace and that you would send your love and that you would help us to be your vessels, Father God, even when we don't want to. But putting you first puts us second. And it's not about us. It's all about you, Father. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you said to the disciples as they were casting out demons, you said, don't be thankful for that. Be thankful that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you, Lord, that our lives, our names are written in your book. Thank you, Father God, that you teach us how to put you first. I pray, Lord, just that we will lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, that you will make our path straight. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us this opportunity to commune with you. Help us not to ever take it for granted, Father God. I pray again for a refreshing, a real spring of life coming up out of us each and every day, Father God, as we put you first. Help us, Father God, to put you first in everything that we do, in everything that we say, that people's lives will be changed, not just today, but forever. Lord, we say thank you. We say that you are worthy of our praise. And we give it all to you. And we'll fall not to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray, and I turn it back over to the hands of the host, LaShonda Miller.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister LaTanya said, let us be followers and not fans, man. Say not fans. We're followers of Christ. And we're so thankful that he gives us the opportunity to stand before him, and that we don't have to be afraid, that we don't have to be fearful, that he hears us. And I think that's the thing about being a believer. Our faith reaches God. Our faith reaches him. So when we don't hear or we don't see, or maybe it doesn't look as clear as we want it to look, maybe we don't get all of the instructions as the word of God came forth even yesterday, when it's not as clear, and maybe we feel like we don't even hear God in certain moments, our faith reaches him. It's our maturity in our faith that allows us to even be sometimes like a Peter. I love Peter out of the word. That's my personal guy. But Peter, Jesus, is that you? If it is, bid me to come. That he walked on water. That's what he did. His faith allowed him to walk on water. So even in this time, you might be going through something, and your faith is going to cause you to reach out. Your faith is going to cause you to go into lands that you don't know of. Your faith is going to put you in situations that you've never seen before. And you have to hold on to your faith. Your faith is opening doors. Your faith is turning situations around. Your faith is reaching out to God. And he is saying, but according to your faith, he knows that he can't. He knows what he can do. He's waiting on you to step out on faith. That's what he's waiting for, people of God. And I believe that somebody even now listening is saying, I am renewed in my faith. I'm going to step out. It was something that I wanted to do, but I was fearful and afraid. And the Lord is saying, but I have not given you the spirit of fear. I have given you the spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. If it's in you, if it's your desire, then go out. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to fail. Let God continue to move you. Don't get to your destination and get comfortable. Get to your destination and thank God for the next level that he's going to move you to. I don't like taking up people's time. I apologize, Sister Keitha. It's your time. Let me hand it over to you. You are our next prayer lead. If you are ready, it's in your hand.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries. I'm coming to you this morning praying for Proclaim Truth. Father God, we come before you this morning, Lord, blessing your holy name, lifting you up, Jesus, giving you all the glory and the honor and the praise. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Oh, God, we know, Lord God, that it's only you, Lord, that have woke us up this morning, clothing in our right mind. It's only you, oh, God, that have looked down on us, God, given us strength in our bodies, in our having use and activities of our limbs, oh, God. We know, Lord God, that your word, Jesus, was written, that it was spoken, and that it was lived. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word became flesh and walked among us. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for that word, Lord. We bury it down in our hearts, oh God, that we may not practice sin, but that we may walk toward you and grow in grace. Thank you, Jesus, that we may be one, Lord God, that can walk among our brothers and our sisters and proclaim the truth, Lord God, the word that was preached to us, Lord God. Hallelujah. About you, how to live and how to walk, Lord God. Oh, God, and that you're coming back, Lord God, that you died for us and you're returning, Lord God, to gather up your people, Lord God. We thank you for that word, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, you told us if we continue in it, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, that we may proclaim the gospel to all of those that hear, Lord God. And if we walk up in it, Lord God, hallelujah, that we will go back with you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for the word, Lord. We thank you for truth, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we know, Lord God, in you, Lord, is all things. You are, Lord God, our Father that sit in heaven. You created all things, Lord God, in heaven and in earth, Lord God, things visible and invisible. Lord God, you created them. For you, for yourself, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord, because, Lord God, you created us. You gave us opportunity, Jesus. We thank you for all of the word, Lord God, that was spoken, that we place in us, Lord. Help us get through our days, Lord, as time go by, Lord God. When there's different needs that need to be met, Lord, we can go to the word of God. We thank you, Jesus, that we put it down in our heart, Lord God, that we read, Lord, that we study to show ourselves approved unto you, Lord God, that we can rightly divide the word. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, because with the word in us, Jesus, we can give somebody an answer anytime they ask. We can proclaim the truth, Lord God, to all of those that don't know you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And those that do, we can remind them over and over, Lord, as you told us to do, Jesus, and continue in this word daily, to continue to remind each other of your word. Hallelujah. We can't get tired of hearing it and feel like we know everything. No, we need to know, Lord God, that your word is true. And we need to know, Lord God, that we need reminding of it from day to day. We know that the enemy is here, Lord, trying to steal, kill, and to destroy, and to distort our thoughts and distort, Lord God, the things, change the things that was put in us, the things that we heard. But you told us to stay rooted and stay grounded and to hold to the word of God that we heard. And if anybody come preaching any other gospel, let them be accursed. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for coming down, Lord God, oh God, for walking the streets, Lord God, for dealing with the flesh and feeling it on all points, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for being able to be perfected, Lord God, that you was able, Lord God, to hang upon the cross and die for our sins, oh God. We thank you for your shed blood, oh hallelujah, that washed away our sins. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. When you died, Jesus, you got back up, Lord, giving us a chance, Lord, to be reborn. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, because, Lord God, you are our example, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, we look to you, Jesus. Oh, we look to you, Lord God. All power is in your hand, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, because you are truth, Lord. And you proclaimed it all over, Lord God. Oh, God, and you told us when you left, Lord, that that's what we do, Lord. That you sent us forth, Lord God, to proclaim the truth everywhere to everyone, Lord God. To live, Lord God, righteous. Lord God, and if we are righteous, we are leaders and people that you have called and we profess, Lord God, to be saved, Lord God, that we are to live righteous and not make the your word and this life a laughing stock, Lord God. And we thank you for it, Jesus, because you remind us of all of it, Lord. You remind us, oh God, that if we fall down, don't wallow in it. Get right back up, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You remind us, oh God, that there is nothing hid, Lord, that can't be seen, Lord. You remind us, oh God, that your love is in us, oh God. Hallelujah, that you died for us. You remind us, Jesus, that your word is truth all by itself, Lord God. Hallelujah. You remind us not to add to it or take away, Lord God. You remind us, oh God, to lift up one another and bear one another's burdens, oh God. You remind us, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that is grace and peace, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you and the Father are one, Lord. You remind us, Jesus, that if we live right, Lord God, if we confess our faults and live right, walk up worthy, Lord God, that we shall be with you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You remind us, oh God, hallelujah, where the righteous should go and where the wicked shall go. Hallelujah, Jesus. You also remind us that good works don't get us in, Lord. We must be born again, Jesus. Hallelujah, and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, that you may continue to keep your hands upon your people, Lord God, that you may trouble the water, oh God, bringing people in, Lord, saving. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Adding to church daily, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us, oh God. Help us, Jesus, to be witnesses, Lord God, everywhere we go, Lord. Remember, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord, that's on this prayer line, Lord. Every family member, every co-worker, every friend, Lord God, that we stand in the stead of today, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to touch them. To hear their prayers, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Open up doors for them that no man can close. Lord, close doors that mean no good, Lord. Doors that need closing, Jesus. Hallelujah. You see things way off, Lord, before we do, Lord God. Hallelujah. You recognize everything, Lord God. But we ask you, Lord, to touch us, touch our eyes, our ears, and our mind, oh God. Help us to see, feel, and to know, Lord, and to hear, Lord God, things that's not right, Lord God, that we can put them in their place, Lord God. Help us, oh God, that we know, Lord God, hallelujah, because you did say, Lord God, ain't no temptation that'll come on us that we don't know about, Lord God. It's always signs and things to help us to know, Lord God, even before it happened, Lord God. And then when it do happen, Lord God, the Holy Spirit is steadily nudging us, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's no temptation that come upon us, Lord God, when you're not there with us. You're there, Lord, and you also provide a way of escape. Help us to always choose that way of escape, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For you are the way maker, Lord God. You are the truth, Lord. You are our shield, hallelujah. And we are supposed to spread this word, Lord, to share, to proclaim, oh God, your gospel, Lord God, your truth, Lord God, how men and women can come to you with all things and cast it at your feet, and how we can speak the word, Lord, and they shall be healed, Lord God. How we can proclaim that Jesus is Lord of all and he's on his way back. Lord God, we thank you for that, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for your many blessings. We thank you, Lord, for healing, oh God. We thank you for strengthening, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for making a way out of no way, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. Without you, where would we be, Lord God? We're so grateful today, Lord. We ask, and Lord God, that you also look upon those, Lord, that are going through grieving. Lord God, only you know, Lord, what they feel and the depths, Lord God, that it had impacted in their hearts, Lord. But we asking you, Jesus, to strengthen them, to give them strength and understanding, give them love. Wrap your arms about them, oh God. Lead them and guide them, oh God. Bring them out, Jesus. If they weighted down, bring them out, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us to forget the things of the past, Lord, except those things that will bring us joy and strength. Bring us closer to you, Lord. Help us, Jesus, that we may be that light, Lord, that sitteth upon a hill, shining out of darkness. That we, Lord God, might be, Lord, the tool that you use, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us, Jesus, that we may walk and talk and proclaim the gospel of truth to every living person, Lord God. Have your way today and continue to bless us, continue to bless this ministry. Bless this prayer line, Lord. Help us all to reach to each one of us, reach one, Lord God, and continue to draw people and bring them in that they may hear the word, Lord God, that they may be a part of the prayer, that we all can stand together as one, that you may hear one voice in the name of Jesus. We give praise, honor, and glory, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Back into the hands of our minister, LaShonda.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Keith. A great prayer proclaiming. That's it, that's it. That's our job, to tell them of the good news. We thank God for that good prayer this morning. What we need, it's what we need. We need to be ministered to even in prayer. You just have to find what you need in the prayer. That's good. All right, people of God, we're almost finished. We've got about 15 minutes left. Let me do my announcements. Let me do my announcements. We know that every seed produces a harvest. Our partners support through their giving. And we know that this is good ground. I'm not even going to argue about it. We know that this is good ground. And so if we're putting seed in good ground, we're looking for a good harvest. And most of our leads, our hosts, we don't say sow this, sow that. We just say sow. So what's on your heart to give? Give that. Give that in support of this line. You come every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that we are here. So support it. And I know that God will grow it. I know God will bless it. So to do that, you'll go to our Cash App. That's $. That's $, Bishop Eric Clark. You can give your gift there. You can also sow your gift by texting the word give to 216-446-1209. You can also go to our website, that's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. Hey, while you're there, go ahead and upload your GPS. That's a one-minute or less testimony. Sing your favorite song. Read your favorite scripture. Tell of the goodness of the Lord. You can do that through video or audio. You can do it that way. You can also leave your prayer request there. I say it all the time. Believe me, I want to pray with you and for you. I want to touch and agree with you on whatever it is that you're going through. All right? For the ones that's never host, it is hilarious sometimes. You're saying something and you get a text in, but I do want to say, Bishop's birthday is tomorrow. Let's remember him. Get your gift together. Hey, get your good word. Text him, call him, show him love on tomorrow. Show him our appreciation on tomorrow, December 17th. That's his birthday. And, you know, I'm going to do the Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Can I also invite y'all to be a prayer lead or a host? All right, we're going about to go into this new year. It's crazy. The year is almost done. We're about to go into 2025. Hey, if you are inspired, if you want to be a prayer lead, if you want to be a prayer host, we're still looking for that. And I'm going to still invite you. Hey, if you can't do your full 15, tell them to put LaShonda on the list with you because she said she was going to pray. I will. All right? But you can call the church at 216-475-6327. All right. Let's get into it. I'm your last prayer lead. This is Sister LaShonda, as I said. So many different things. I say that. I think I say that a lot. Because it's always pray what's on your heart for the most part. And there's always so many different things on my heart. But I'm just going to pray in general. Hopefully there's something that is prayed. It touches you. All right? Lord, we thank you and we praise you for another day. Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning in our right mind. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that even when we wake up sore, maybe not feeling our best, God, that we still woke up, that we're still here to give you praise, that we're still here to give you honor, oh God. Lord, that your people won't allow a rock to cry out in their place, oh God. But Lord, that they will give you praise, that they will give you honor, that they will give you glory, that you are due. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, O God, for being in the midst of your people, O God. We thank you that your word says where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that where two touch and agree on anything, O God, that you would grant it unto them as long as it's according to your word. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that it is according to our faith. So be it unto us, O God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that your people are encouraged. They are encouraged this morning, O God. Lord, to walk with you, O God. Lord, to talk with you, O God. Lord, to do what you ask them to do, O God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that your people are encouraged in their faith, O God. Lord, that you're building up their faith, O God. Lord, as they step into their next seasons, oh God. Lord, where it looks like they can't hear you, oh God. Lord, where it looks like they only feel, Lord Jesus. Lord, where they saying, I've never seen it before, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you increase their faith right now. Lord, that they hear you, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you give them a sign, oh God. Lord, I thank you now, Lord Jesus. Lord, as some of us are stepping out into territories that we've never been before, Lord, where we feel like we're stepping out on water, oh God. Lord, let us do something different than what Peter did, oh God. Let us keep our eye on you. Let our faith not fail us. Let us see you clearly out on this water, oh God. Lord, let us stay focused. Lord, that we can accomplish what you sent us out to do. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Lord, that you have sent your pastors. You have sent your teachers. You have sent the apostles. You have sent them to mature your people, oh God. And Lord, let your people have an ear to hear. Lord, let it be different this time. Let it be different this time. Let us get it right this time, God. Lord, that we just don't be hearers of your word, but we are doers, oh God. Lord, that we're running to you, oh God. Lord, we're running to you, oh God. And Lord, we see you standing there with your arms wide open to receive your people, oh God. Lord, some of us are looking for rest, oh God. Lord, let us find our rest in you, oh God. Lord, some of us is looking for peace, oh God. Let us find our peace in you, oh God. Lord, some of us are dealing with financial hardship, oh God. Lord, let us know that you have given us the ability to get wealth, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. Lord, someone is sitting, oh God, in the need of healing, oh God. Lord, we thank you that your word says that by your stripes we are healed. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can go to your word, oh God, and grab what we need. Lord, that it touches every area in our lives, oh God. Lord, that we're out here, Lord, listening and hearing and walking by the Spirit, being led by your Spirit. We thank you. We thank you now, Lord Jesus. We thank you now, Lord Jesus, that the seasons begin to change. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that as our seasons begin to change, we don't lose sight of your will. We don't lose sight of our purpose in you, O God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you are opening doors that no man can close. And you are closing doors that no man can open. Lord, that we are walking, Lord, by our faith and not by sight. Lord, that we're giving our troubles over to you, O God. Lord, that we're giving our issues over to you, O God. Because you are the Father that cares for your children. Lord, we thank you that you hear us. Lord, we thank you that you answer us. My mother prays all the time that you are the God, you are the only God that hears and answers. We thank you, God. We thank you for the ones that are dealing with grief. Lord, we thank you that your arms are wrapped around them, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you are restoring them even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you're strengthening them even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you're sending a specific word for them even now, God. We thank you for it. We thank you for it, oh God. Lord, someone is looking for a promotion even now, Lord. I thank you now, Lord Jesus, that you are opening doors of acceleration. Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus, that they're moving to the next level, oh God. Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that they are finding favor in the eyes of their bosses. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Someone is struggling, oh God, struggling with depression, struggling with anxiety, oh God. But you are right there, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can cast down imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. We thank you, God. Lord, that we can speak to every mountain that's in the way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, that we can speak life into every situation, oh God. And Lord, we thank you that you have given us the ability to choose this morning. Lord, the ones that are on the line, oh God, they have chose to be here, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would equip them to go out and give others the choice. That you place before us the choice of life and death. and you say you choose, you wish above all things that we choose life, oh God. Lord, let us choose life daily. Let us choose life daily, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you that you have equipped us to go out and reach the world. Lord, that we are a church in the cities. As Minister Andre always says, church in the cities impacting the world. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for every leader that's on the line. We thank you for every prayer lead that has went forth this morning. We thank you for every person that has got on the line and pushed in, oh God, and gave you praise and gave you honor and gave you glory. We thank you, oh God, that for every prayer that has went up, oh God. Lord, even the ones that are not audible, oh God. Lord, that they're just down in our spirit, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for the ones that didn't have the words to say to you, oh God. But Lord, maybe they lifted up their hands, oh God. Lord, maybe they bowed down their heads, oh God. But Lord, that you heard them, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you even understand our moanings and groanings. Lord, that when we don't have the words to say, Lord, that you can still hear. You can still decipher it, oh God. And Lord, that you still bring an answer. So we want to praise you in advance for the answer. We want to praise you in advance for the way of escape. We want to praise you in advance for the increase, oh God. We want to praise you in advance for the healing, oh God. Lord, we want to praise you in advance for the peace that you are going to give your people, the rest that you are going to give your people. We count it done in your son Jesus' name. We seal these prayers under your blood in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. All right, people of God, we have daily bread in 2 minutes. We're going to be over on YouTube. Hopefully everybody can catch it live. But listen, that's the great thing about technology right now. If you cannot catch it live, you can always go back and get the word. And so it's always available. It's always available. Now, I encourage you to go back and get any word. Even if you heard it before, as I said before, you know you have your favorite movie. You can watch it every single time. Anytime it comes on the TV, you can watch it again. That's how the word is to me. I can go back and hear it again, because it's that good. And I want to encourage everybody in their faith, let God do something that you've never seen before. Let him guide you into somewhere that you've never seen before. All right, I'm going to let y'all say goodbye to one another, but I want you to have a blessed, blessed, blessed week, and I love you. I love you. Let me unmute the line so y'all can say goodbye to one another, and we're going to get up out of here, all right?
Y'all have a blessed day.